I tell you who will know, Bjorn Baker. He loves that sort of stuff. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he was at the local Chinese last night.
I think he was at the sales.
Oh, was he? Sorry.
He's on the line. Bjorn, good morning.
Morning, guys. Yeah, there's a lot of good Chinese, particularly at Cabramatta. Some good places there. Great to hear from you, Ray. I actually thought you were going to start the show a little bit later. Does that change? I thought you moved up in the world and you're going to be like a mainstream hours, but it's still prior to 8 o'clock.
Mate, we describe this as mainstream hours, mate. Yeah, you there still, Bjorn? Oh, well, Bjorn, we've lost Bjorn. So.
No, we haven't.
Oh, sorry, he's still there.
Hey, Bjorn.
I can't hear. I can't hear anybody.
Hey, Bjorn, I reckon you'll hear me now. Champagne Cuddles. I know she's a stable favourite, and it was her race to lose yesterday. She showed a class winning the Breeders' Classic.
Yeah, it was great. Great to win. She's been a very special filly. She's not the biggest, but she's all heart, and she tries her hardest. And it was a big day at Warwick Farms. It's always great to do it on your home track. And she went over $1 million. She won a Group 2. And it was a pretty special day. If you knew her, she's just an absolute pleasure to train. Those are the horses that, as a trainer, that make you look good. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to do anything different. But she's a really good mare.
So genuine, I think, was the quote from you today in the newspaper about Champagne Cuddles, running in Group 1s and running well in Group 1s. And some horses get impacted by that negatively, but clearly not the case for Champagne Cuddles, Bjorn.
Must have been a lot of good pictures in the paper. Can you actually... Did they actually quote me on that, Jimmy, did they?
Well, I think Ray made it up, to be honest. He was trying to get something legible out of you.
What are you saying? Oh,
well, I'll tell you what. By the sounds of it, and this is what happens when we have people on after wins, and especially Bjorn, by the sounds of it, you could have got anything out of him at about 10:30 last night, I'd have thought.
No. It was the sales last night. Very important time as a trainer. You've got to rearm and restock, and you can't train empty boxes, so... No, it's Warwick Farms really become the centre of the universe. When I first went to Warwick Farms 7 years ago, now all Sydney rotates around Warwick Farms. Did you know that?
Oh, actually, on that theme then, Bjorn, we were just talking to Glenn Schofield and we were talking about the atmosphere, the vibe yesterday. I mentioned to Jimmy earlier, the ATC did invest in that meeting and I think the results are there, that there is an appetite for Sydney, for good Sydney Saturday racing at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, for sure. No, I'm biased. It's my home track. I train there. I've got to put the place up. But I think I like the track. I've had a lot of luck there and yesterday was a great day. So it's funny how it works out.
Did you spend up big last night? Other people's money?
Oh, I only bought one and I need to find a lot of owners and I'm only a little battler and I've got a lot of empty boxes at the moment. So I'm always hungry for horses, Jimmy. And hungry for new owners. So I think Ray's going to take a share. And he said, if I'm polite to you this morning, I might be able to get you in one.
Which one?
Any one.
Anything.
A lot of different short, skinny, fat ones.
That's a hell of a sales pitch you've got.
Whatever you want to be in, we've got it, Jimmy. I
reckon you could. Ice to the Eskimos, you.
Well, just quickly, yeah, I reckon, Bjorn, if you got another Samadout to sell, I reckon Jimmy would be doing that for sure because he's won three city races this prep and it's no mean feat and he was terrific yesterday.
Yeah, it's funny how things go. He's really... He ran in the Breeders' Plate as a two-year-old. He's still going now. And sort of at times he's sort of been up and down and... Those sort of horses as a trainer that you really can't underestimate them. He sort of backs up every second Saturday for the last year and a half and last few years, and he's been really tough. So he was super yesterday, and there's nothing like a front runner and getting it roll. So it capped off a really good day.
Bjorn, we'll let you get back to bed.
He's bet the sales.
What bed? What do you mean, I haven't had a shave yet.
Mate, congratulations on the couple of winners yesterday. Good luck with that sales pitch. And we'll look forward to chatting to you again in the future.
It's just weird I send the invoice.
You can send it. You can send it.
Your email address.
By all means, send it.
We'll talk off air, Bjorn. Don't worry, mate. So. Hey, thanks for your time, Bjorn.
See you guys.
See you, mate. So much.